And now the Writer's Almanac for Monday, June 3rd, 2013. It's the birthday of poet Allen Ginsberg, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1926, raised by a family of Russian immigrant Jews. His father was a high school teacher and a poet, and his mother struggled with mental illness her entire life. At Columbia University, he fell in with a group of poets and artists that included Jack Kerouac, Neil Cassidy, and William Burroughs. They read poetry to each other and took drugs and had all-night conversations. And sometime in the late 40s, they started calling themselves Beats. When Ginsberg was 26, sitting in his apartment in Harlem, he had a vision of William Blake. He called it a sudden awakening into a totally deeper, real universe than I'd been existing in. But Ginsberg still wasn't sure that he wanted to be a poet. After he graduated from Columbia, he worked as an apprentice book reviewer and for an advertising agency in an office in the Empire State Building. In 1955, he moved to San Francisco, where he became part of the poetry scene that included Gary Snyder and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. In October of that year, he read his poem Howl at the Sixth Gallery. It was a huge success, and it launched a writing career that lasted over 40 years. The poem Howl begins, "I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night." And it's the birthday of Larry McMurtry, born in Wichita Falls, Texas in 1936. His early novels were set in the Southwest, on the frontier and in small towns. They included Horsemen Pass By and The Last Picture Show, both made into movies. Then in 1981, he wrote an essay in which he said that the cowboy myth had become an inhibiting rather than a creative factor of our literary life, and that there was really no more need to be said about that. The future of Texas literature was urban, he said. Now what we need is a Balzac, a Dickens. But a few years later, he published one of his best books, Lonesome Dove, an historical novel about a cattle drive, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. Larry McMurtry, who said, "The earth is mostly just a boneyard, but pretty in the sunlight." And it's the birthday of Josephine Baker, born in St. Louis, Missouri, in 1906. She was told that she was too skinny and too dark to be a chorus girl at the Plantation Club, but she worked backstage, learned all the routines, and went on as an understudy. Instead of acting cool and sophisticated on stage, she rolled her eyes and pretended to fall over things. Audiences loved her. She wore skimpy costumes made of feathers and bananas and sang and danced in a way no one had ever seen before. Baker said, "I wasn't really naked. I simply didn't have any clothes on." And here's a poem by Willa Cather entitled Sonnet. "Alas, that June should come when thou didst go. I think you passed each other on the way, and seeing thee, the summer loved thee so that all her loveliness she gave away. Her rare perfumes in hawthorn boughs distilled, blushing, she in thy sweeter bosom left. Thine arms with all her virgin roses filled, yet felt herself the richer for thy theft, beggared herself of mourning for thine eyes, hung on the lips of every bird the tune, breathed on the cheek her soft vermilion dyes, and in thee set the singing heart of June. And so, not only do I mourn thy flight, but summer comes despoiled of her delight." A poem by Willa Cather entitled Sonnet from April Twilights, published by Amerian Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, offering tools to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.